The Edge in Belleville features the Edge 5 theaters, 5 state-of-the-art cinemas with top-of-the-line sound and luxurious seating. 2 of the theaters are bistro style, which means in-seat food and beverage service, motorized leather recliners, and reserved seating. They show all the top movies from Hollywood and feature fantastic restaurant-style food in a comfortable environment. What a perfect combination. Log on for movie information at edge5theaters.com. That's edge5theaters.com. The Edge in Belleville, 15 minutes from downtown St. Louis.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Maddie Lou Chandler, Outkick the Coverage. She's going to be with us at 8:30 talking Roald Dahl and Clemson, along with The Bachelor. And she's also on No Laying Up, Doug. So who knew? I didn't.
No, I didn't know that she was on NoLayingUp.com.
Kristen Bell revealing yesterday that she wore butt pads to the Golden Globes.
Why would you reveal that?
People see who proudly showed off her butt pad before hitting the red carpet at Golden Globes, Kristen Bell.
I don't get that.
There I mean, is. I'm have sure. Seen, have you seen, there it is. There's the butt pad for those of you watching us on, I think we've been moved to CNBC, but yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know why you would admit to that. I'm sure there's all kinds of people taking advantage of whatever they could to look their best there. We understand that. You don't have to tell us about it.
What's a butt pad? Does it make it bigger?
Yeah.
More shapely, I think.
Okay.
You ever wear them, Iggy?
No. I have a nice ass. I don't.
You think that referee last night had any pads inside his shirt, maybe?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so, no.
I was kind of surprised at some of the outfits. There was a lot of cleavage, which isn't unusual.
At the championship game?
No, at the...
Saban had a pretty nice cleavage.
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Yeah, I mean, normally it's that they want to dress up and look nice, but there's a lot of low-cut cleavage. Even Mandy Moore, who never shows cleavage. Like a couple of fried eggs on nails, but...
Okay.
Iggy.
On nails.
Iggy.
Haven't they always dressed like that? At those award shows, or at least in the last 20 or 30 years?
They seemed a little more risque. I think a lot of tape was used because it was barely covering the nipples. And there weren't any malfunctions because I always check after award shows if there's any wardrobe malfunctions. They all seem to be intact, but a lot of tape, I'm guessing, was used Sunday night.
Like taping ankles and things so they don't sprain their ankles?
Yeah, that's it, Doug.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and say it, Kat.
Rube.
Mm-hmm. Doug, while I've been on al.com, and that's the Alabama website. I don't know if it's like Birmingham or what.
They're still blaming the officials?
Let's see. That is the most active story right now on al.com is the blaming of the officials. But I've also seen one Alabama school ranks in the top 10 colleges or universities where students are using a sugar daddy dating site, according to Seeking Arrangement.
Oh, boy.
The University of Alabama is the 9th fastest growing sugar baby school. Schools where students use the website to find a sugar daddy. The website has 1.2 million students looking for what the service calls an alternative method of financial aid. A representative from the dating site said 109 new students from the University of Alabama joined Seeking Arrangement in 2016, making the total number of UA students at 346. The website states becoming a sugar baby allows a student to avoid becoming another statistic in the growing number of graduates with student debt.
Sure, they're victims is what they are.
In 2016 alone, more than 1 million students registered on Seeking Arrangement in order to find some relief from tuition, student loan debt, and other college-related costs. Finding the right sugar daddy can help a sugar baby stay ahead of the game and get the education they need without student loan debt. Schools ranking higher than UA on Seeking Arrangement
include Temple, New York University, Arizona State, Georgia State, and Texas State.
Huh. Now, these arrangements, how would that be different than, like, prostitution?
Whoa. They're just friends.
Do they think just some old guy's going to come by with his checkbook and say, here you go.
Hey, let's go to the student union. I'll buy your books.
Let's get a malt.
The solution to student loan debt, which has been around for a long, long time, isn't to have everyone else pay for it. It is to lower the cost of tuition at colleges and universities.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well,
what colleges and universities are charging now is just criminal. It's immoral and it's awful how they're taking advantage of people. I don't think that means it's a good idea to turn to prostitution. That's pretty much what it is,
like,
isn't it?
An either-or discussion?
Not really.
I also noticed that gender wasn't mentioned. Do you think there are some gentlemen in the mix?
Here we go with the gay thing again.
Or maybe there's
no
the lesbian.
Always
that's on your mind.
Well, actually,
it's always on your mind.
It's very enlightening that you said that, because I was thinking that guys could do it with rich women. But you jumped in again.
No, you weren't.
You may step down.
No, you weren't.
Tim brought a great point with the lesbians, like the sugar sisters, we'll call them. That would be hot.
Sugar sisters.
Like a 26-year-old Southern belle who has done well for herself and wants to take in a 22-year-old who's getting ready to go to graduate school, and both are curious and soft.
Okay, I'm sure that's exactly how it works. Same with this sugar daddy. I'm sure the guy is just a couple years older who just happened to hit it lucky with the lottery or something.
Well, what if
it's not a 75-year-old guy.
What if it's a junior communications major, and since he's in communications, it's not like he's tied down with a lot of classwork or homework.
Happy to share
so
what money he
has. He's in the gym a lot, so he's gotten himself in good shape, and he maybe is interested in escorting around an older woman. So she has a little arm candy, and I'm not saying there's anything untoward that would go on.
No.
But maybe there's some sort of financial arrangement that this young fellow who doesn't have a lot of money can now buy the $180 textbook that his professor assigned, because his professor wrote it and no one else in the world has to buy it, so he assigns it to that student.
And changes a word on page 58 every year, so they have to buy it all over again. It's a scam. So what's going on in colleges? It is a scam.
What's the difference between a student banging your professor to get an A or a B?
Money, probably.
You're just doing it for tuition and books.
So the school, I believe, each school has probably a rule against teachers dating students.
I don't believe that stops anybody, though.
Doug, did it stop you? Did you ever date
a
teacher?
Yes, it did. It stopped me. So I didn't date a single teacher the whole time I was in college.
Do you remember ever having an attractive teacher?
No.
Me neither.
No, in grade school and high school I did, but not in college. Never really thought about dating the teacher. The teacher could have been 23 years old, and if I was 13, I would have thought, well, boy, there's someone that might be a friend of my mother or something.
So you needed an A to get on the dean's list. And a teacher came up to you and said, right now you're at a B minus, but if you pleasure me, an A. And you knew this could mean a big boost for you in your career because, hey, I'm on the dean's list. This is going to go a long way. You wouldn't do it?
And who is the teacher? Describe the teacher to me.
Just any. What is it?
Not
matter?
To mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
No, I don't think I would have done that at the time.
All right.
Never really came. Never had to for my A, Ziggy. You know, I was quite a scholar. I did have a teacher at Merrimack once ask me what grade I wanted. Called us into his office and said, did you read the book? I said, yes. What grade do you think you deserve? I said, A. He said, okay. And that was it. That was a 3-hour A.
Did you bang him?
No. He was kind of a hippie.
I had a professor, when we had a test, would leave the room and say, my philosophy is cheaters be damned. And he would leave the room. Mm. And then
it was like the film School Ties, and the honor code.
Yeah, except there wasn't really an honor code in School Ties. I'm sorry, there actually was an honor code that they sort of took seriously. As soon as a teacher said "cheater be damned" and left, everyone began discussing the question.
Mm-hmm. And the whole class had the same answers on all the questions.
And the greatest thing ever, and I'll say it again, Kevin Shea, not Slozik, who didn't, there was no tracing. Kevin would find out where we were having a final, big room, walk in, take a test. He would start it. And then 10 minutes into the test, start screaming and saying the teacher sucked. And these questions are awful, and he's not taking it. And he'd stand up, and he'd throw his stuff down, and everyone was like, oh. And he wasn't even in the class. He was just doing it for show, and he would storm out. Pretty funny.
Didn't they catch him and throw him out?
Who's going? It's not like they had security going to tackle someone. No, but everyone was in shock, including the professor, who doesn't know every student by face.
Wouldn't take a great deal of investigation to find out who it was in a college.
I don't think they cared enough. It was just something that made everyone laugh 10 minutes into a test.
Oh. Boy, I was all business when it came to academics.
So what was your
none
cum?
Of that fuzzy business?
What was your cum?
Oh, I don't remember.
You took it real seriously then.
Yeah, I just assumed that it was like a 5-0, you know, honors grades all the way through. I just assumed that. I didn't bother to look.
Deke Dotum just tweeted out, "I miss the days when at TMASTL producers couldn't get away with saying they wiped their beef crack with their T-shirt." Copied in Justin in Columbia.
That was yesterday, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was yesterday.
Well, maybe he's podcasting.
Yeah, better late than never.
He has a real job, so.
Was that in everybody's job title? I wasn't producing back in the day. Did you send something out to me that no producer's allowed to talk about wiping their butt with their shirt?
Oh, come on now.
That was a horrific story. I honestly felt like it was back from your college days or many moons ago.
Just mark it off the bucket list, but I did buy toilet paper, so everything good. Worst case scenario was that T-shirt. I hope it doesn't happen again.
How many rolls do you buy at once?
4.
How long does that last?
Always
you?
4.
About a month.
Month. I need to eat regular, buddy.
You kidding me?
I pictured him yesterday after he said that when I cleaned out my closet, I gave him a box of clothes. Instead of toilet paper, my box of clothes is just sitting next to the toilet, and he just uses my clothes to wipe.
Oh, gee, many Christmas.
It's like a fantasy.
Nice T-shirt for Miggy here. I'll use this.
Hey, guys. I had a 23-year-old speech teacher at Carbondale who was sub as the Dickens, but I never took the plunge. I regret it to this day. It comes from Bart Scott.
Okay. But this sugar daddy to get your college tuition paid... How often do you think that works?
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I bet it works for some.
I've seen Joe Cassidy get Tiffany bracelets via Twitter, so I imagine any female contact, their checkbooks are open, especially if they have a lot of money.
Tisha Gray was tweeting at her wish list earlier this morning. Those wish lists.
What's on the wish list?
Let's see. I'll go to it right now. Yeah, 5 hours ago. So 3:17. She tweeted out her wish list. Versace collection, women's leather, Medusa crossbody handbag, black.
Probably $1,000.
NBA 2K17 standard edition Xbox One.
You just put a list out there and people...
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking they're going to get what exactly?
Not thinking, Doug. They get... I mean, in this wish list, how many items are there, Tim?
I am scrolling down at the very least 20.
I bet you she gets 5 or 6 of them. There are guys everywhere. That's why I like following porn stars on Twitter, just for like the fans. You know, just the guys that think they're going to get laid in some alternate universe by this smoke show of a porn star.
Don't
it's
say
fantastic.
Smoke show.
It's fantastic.
If you want, Keisha is looking for a Butterball bath bomb by Lush.
What's that?
I don't know, but I know it's $13.90. Why don't you send that
sounds
over?
Sounds like
to her
soap or something.
Happy New Year. Good luck at the AVNs.
I was just on Al.com, and they said that the well-muscled referee last night did that sugar daddy thing when he was in college.
No.
Yeah.
I told you.
Oh, there's Douglas. Hello, Douglas.
Do you want to send her the bath bomb or?
The bath bomb?
Yeah.
Is it bomb or bomb?
B-O-M-B, baby. Bomb.
Bomb.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here because I've seen these videos on... Facebook and Twitter. I think it's like this, when you put it into the bath, it like, there are different colors of these bombs, and it's like glittery blue and purple, and it looks kind of like lava, and so it makes like a nice pretty bath, Doug. I'm Doug, pretty sure that's what it is.
Do you ever take a bath or just
no,
a shower?
Just a shower.
Just a shower. Tim, you ever put some suds in there? And
I call it a tubby, though.
Do you really, or do you just take a shower?
I like a tubby.
You're lying. Plowsy, Iggy, baths or showers? Seems like baths are a whole to-do and kind of a waste of time. Especially in this economy.
Yeah, if I'm clean already and I just feel like running a bath and pouring a glass of wine, lighting some candles, go relax in a nice hot tub, but you're not soaking in your dirt. I wouldn't do it like after going out and playing golf and sweating, I'm going to go take a bath. No. A bath is to relax, not to wash.
The only time I bath is I put on like a pair of boxer shorts, and like when I give my dog a bath, I'll get in there. It makes it easier. So that's the only, but obviously it's just strictly for my dog. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's all showers for me.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find more wish lists so we can send out gifts to adult film stars.
Use bar soap or use that liquid soap?
Bar soap for the face, and then liquid for the, or then body wash for the body. Yes.
I don't like the liquid soap. I like a bar soap. Maybe I'm old school. Irish Spring, Doug?
Okay, yeah.
I was just going to say that. Irish Spring or Zest, whatever's on sale.
Maybe Dove. There's a moisturizer built in.
Dove is 1/4 cleansing cream. So how desperate do you have to be a 70-year-old gentleman to go on, what was the name of the site again? For the college kids?
Sugar Daddies?
Sugar Daddies. And think, sure, I'll come with my checkbook, and I might be 50 years older than the girls, but I'm sure they'll have a legitimate interest in me. A legitimate interest if I just come with the checkbook.
He's a glorified whore.
Doug, maybe these are just gentlemen, well-to-do gentlemen who have an interest in helping others with higher education.
Well, there are some people like that who donate to colleges and do just that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the ones that go on the sugardaddies.com.
But you don't know that. I mean,
well, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe they don't want to have their name on a set of bleachers at a new... they're more hands-on where they'd like to individually help
hands-on would be a good way of putting what they're looking for.
Good, Doug.
They would like to help students individually achieve their academic goals.
Rube.
According to a representative, the monthly allowance for sugar babies is $2,440. Data from the website shows that 39% of that money goes toward tuition payments, while 30% is used for housing. Another 21% is used for textbooks, and the remaining 10% is used for transportation, clothing, or tithing.
Tithing. Tithing. They're going to give the money back to someone else. A third party is going to be involved. Oh, sure. I'm sure the sorority girls who get a check from some old guy, could be their grandfather, who knows. The one thing they're going to do with that money is give it to someone else. Yeah.
You'd be surprised, Doug.
I would be.
A lot of lonely old men who just want companionship. It doesn't have to be sex, just somebody to talk to. And
well, that part doesn't surprise
me. How's school going? And they, you know, it's another daughter in their family. They get to see how school's going. And
you think?
They're just lonely.
What percentage would you say, Iggy, and you're sort of a jaded guy, what percentage is a platonic, strictly platonic interest?
60-40.
60-40 platonic.
Yes.
Guys, give me one thing better to spend your money on at 70 than banging a hot SEC co-ed. Thank you. That's Mario in Chicago. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, hello, Nixon.
I was worried when I didn't hear back from you if everything was all right.
I overslept.
You overslept? Are you on winter break still?
Yeah.
All right. So what have you been doing?
Another thing is I was doing the WWE Wrestling Recap.
Doug, can you imagine if your only gig was to call into a stupid-ass show for 5 minutes and talk about professional wrestling?
And you still oversleep.
What do you have, an alarm clock there? Do you use your phone? How do you set an alarm to wake up in the morning?
I had my alarm, but I had it set up at 5 o'clock this morning.
That seems overkill.
So did you at least watch the program last night?
Yes, I did.
You didn't want to watch The Bachelor or Alabama Clemson?
No, I had to watch Monday Night Raw to do my show prep for this morning.
Right, show that you slept right through. So what happened on the show last night? I missed it. My streak is intact. I've missed it for like 30 years in a row now, Larry.
Well, don't we have a clip that wasn't due?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Take a listen.
I'm back.
Who's that?
That's the Dead Man.
Yeah, that was the Undertaker.
And I think it important that the world should know I will be entering the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's gonna work, though.
I answer to no one. I go where I want, when I want. Nobody controls the Undertaker.
Awesome. This is great. Buzz.
No one. I've dug 29 holes for 29 souls.
Holes and souls. Rhymes. And I...
Larry, unbelievable.
Yeah. You guys were wondering who that was. That was the Undertaker.
Right.
And the last time he won the Royal Rumble was back in 2007.
He's 51 years old, Larry. He's 51.
Yeah, but he is still messing up with the best of them. And that's why he's coming back to enter the Royal Rumble. So he can go back to WrestleMania, be in the main event, and win the championship.
Hmm. Who would be the oldest to ever have a belt in professional?
Would it be the Nature Boy?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Probably in his
50s. At least. He might have been in his mid-60s. He was pretty good until he had what looked like a giant goiter on his back.
He always had the goiter.
Anybody still does.
Yeah, he may still. It may have forced him out of wrestling.
Well, the writers have a dilemma because Goldberg's back, too, in the Royal Rumble. One of those guys aren't going to win.
Yeah, he came back kind of a Brock Lesnar. Because they have to have one more spear, jackhammer, and one more butt kicking. And he did just that. And then Stephanie McMahon asked him if he still had one more title run. But in order to get to the title match at WrestleMania, he had to go through the Royal Rumble.
Hmm. Larry, when you have a free day like today, what do you do with yourself? What are you doing the rest of the day? I mean, you did your work. Yep. You did your wrestling recap.
Yep.
Well, as I get back here, I'm going to take a shower and get ready to go to school to sign up for a class this semester.
Very nice. How many hours are you taking this semester?
Well, I won't be taking one class this semester because I didn't pass this class last semester.
Mm. What was that? What was that class?
It was ecology.
Ecology. Yeah, that can be difficult.
Well, when you're looking to be a mass communications major, if there's one thing you need to know, Doug, it's ecology.
Yeah.
No, that degree is done with already.
So how many degrees are you pursuing at Lewis and Clark?
Is it
two?
Couple of associate's degrees? AAs, they call them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's his next degree?
This one is done by associate's in science.
Ah.
How many years you've been going there?
I've been going there for maybe 4 years.
That's good.
Right.
4 years.
I did that with Missouri.
Education is a lifelong experience, gentlemen.
How so?
Well, you should never stop learning. You should never stop learning.
Don't you feel like a guy like you already has all the answers?
I would love to go back and take some college classes and take it serious this time.
Yeah, why don't we go down there? I bet we could score with a lot of hot chicks.
I doubt that. I doubt that. Mm. Anything else happened on the show last night, Larry, we should know about?
Well, there was a 2-on-1 handicap match between Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens.
Oh boy!
And that was for the United States Heavyweight Championship.
Mm. And?
And Chris Jericho beat Roman Reigns. That means Kevin Owens is the current reigning, defending Universal Champion. And Chris Jericho is now the new United States Champion.
Hmm. That is exciting news. So while the rest of the world was watching the college football game, you might have been the only guy watching wrestling and to be able to depart that, give us that kind of information. That's really kind of special.
Right.
All right. Well, you seem excited about it.
I am. No time to wake up, though.
Okay.
I understand.
Still kind of woozy.
A little cup of coffee. Do you happen to have the five countries in the world that at least at this moment are the top five countries?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we got him.
All right, let's hear him.
Okay, number five, Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured that was good.
Number four, South Africa.
South Africa, okay.
Number three, Jerusalem.
City, but go
like
ahead.
Like it very much.
Number two, Israel.
Okay.
Love it.
And, of course, number one, United States of America.
Yes. Mm. Yes!
A nice list there, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry, we'll let you go. We know you have to register for that course, but we appreciate you calling in despite sleeping through and giving us that perspective on The Undertaker. It's going to be something for us to talk about, for the listeners to think about, and it really shows that, yeah, sure, you have 3-4 weeks off, but the focus that you're paying on this responsibility, we, as listeners and hosts, are experiencing an exponential return on our investment. God bless you, sir, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless the all new 590 fan camp at S, 1.10 HD2 at InviteSale.com. God bless the Ryan Kelly Morning After. By the way, how's your mortgages, guys?
Larry, mine's
doing well.
Weave in a read, are you?
Yeah, mine's doing well. I just refinanced, Larry.
Who did you refinance with, Doug?
Well, who else is there? Right? Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert.
Yeah, for you guys who want to refinance your loan, you need to go see Ryan Kelly in Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call him at 314-781-9700. Or you can go visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC. And God bless America.
Yep, there he is.
Thank you, Nick Z.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry Nickel.
You're welcome, guys.
With us on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Hey, Blues in action this evening, and they'll be taking on David Backes in the Boston Bruins. Cam Jansen and Hannah Ray Yates will be down at the Scott Trade Center doing an interview, one-on-one interview with David, and that'll be on Inside STL TV, on Inside STL. com. And when the Blues play on Tuesday nights, as they are this evening, against Backes and the Bruins, Hot Shots, always the place to be. They're partners with the St. Louis Blues once again this season and have many awesome events planned for Blues fans all over their locations, especially on Tuesday nights. Come by new Hot Shots every Tuesday for their Tuesday night Hockey Night Blues ticket giveaways. Pull up a front row seat and watch all the Blues action at Hot Shots and enjoy awesome Blues specials, a shot at great prizes, and free high fives for every goal. Tonight, it's Hot Shots in Webster Groves, Jackie Papers. And don't forget, we'll be there for our TMA Live on Thursday and the AFC NFC Championship Party a week from Sunday. The 7 o'clock hour was all about Alabama and Clemson, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, national championship game we have seen. And joining us right now to give us her perspective from Outkick, the coverage, ladies and gentlemen, the great Maddie Lou Chandler. Good morning, Maddie Lou.
Good morning.
So
how
I saw
you guys.
Good.
Oh, we're fine.
I saw you just tweet out that you're in the process of writing a column on this thing. So it's you're either really hurried and frantic, or you have submitted the column and you're at peace. Where are you right now on this?
I think I've got about 2 hours until it technically has to be filed. Mm. So I'm kind of at peace.
You're at peace.
It's frustrating, but it's not bad.
It's a game, though, that I would imagine is a good one to relive. But I can't tell if you were rooting for Clemson or Alabama, and I apologize, because I suppose for those who know you well, they know the answer really clearly. But I saw you before the game say that you would take Clemson, but then after the game, it seemed like you were upset that Clemson won. But you're an Alabama girl.
So I'm an Alabama alum, but at the same time, you know, I do cover college football, and I try to take the Alabama blinders off. And obviously, I always want my school to win, and I think I talked about it where I'd really become complacent. And this was the first national championship, you know, since I've started school that I haven't been to for Alabama. And I just didn't have a desire to go. And I didn't have to be there for work. And so I didn't. And, you know, when you've done it so many times, it was getting boring as an Alabama fan. And I know that sounds ridiculous and people are rolling their eyes, and they probably should, but it just was. I mean, just trouncing people, it's not as exciting as people would think. And I think what I said, is Clemson's a great team. And to lose to Dabo Sweeney, to me, is fine. I mean, you can't ask for a bigger class act guy. And those kids played their hearts out, and you could tell. And Alabama has just been a circus this past week and the week before the Peach Bowl. And if it wasn't Lane this week, it was dealing with Sark, you know, coming in. And I think people really underestimated that change and how important it was.
I just looked at the game last night, and it came down to two things. One, Scarborough goes out, and Hurts had to throw the ball and really wasn't ready to do that, and that left the defense on the field a little too long, and the defense wore down.
Yeah, and there were so many parts. I think the part of me that was frustrated and upset that Alabama lost, I mean, besides you always want your team to win, but it was stupid mistakes. It was, I think, almost 100 yards in penalties. And Jalen, he finally, for the first time this season, looked like a freshman at times. And just the throwing was atrocious. And overthrown passes and dropped passes. And this wasn't the O.J. Howard of last year's national championship game by any means. Now, Bo getting hurt, I think, was a huge blow. But I'm glad Bo was finally found and used. And I think the Lane Kiffin tweet about Bo knows was the most infuriating thing I think I've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the game, just because, you know, he never used Bo to the capacity which he should have been using Bo. So it's easy for him to, you know, sit down in Boca and say that.
Yeah, when you say the winning got boring and you took it for granted, we know what you're talking about here with Missouri. We got so tired of the winning, we rolled over for Middle Tennessee State this year. So
yep.
There is something to that. But I would suspect that...
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. I would suspect that the Alabama fans are in shock today after getting off to that big lead, 14-0. It looked like it was going to be a blowout. And then to give up 24 points in the fourth quarter, they probably couldn't have imagined anything like that.
Yeah, I think there was some stat that Alabama's 97-0, I think, when leading by double digits, which is just absurd. And I started to feel better about it. And that first drive of the game was ugly and awful. And I was like, oh, great, here we go. And in the sake of full disclosure, I took Clemson in the money line. So, you know, that was nice. But it just wasn't – this Alabama team since Washington just hasn't looked the same. And I think Alabama fans – yeah, it's definitely shock. I mean, it hasn't set in as much as I'm seeing it on SportsCenter, just, you know, watching it over and over and over again on loop. Yeah, it's definitely a state of shock. But at the same time, I think a lot of Alabama fans, myself included, needed to lose.
Really? They needed to lose. I wonder if there's any blowback, because it seemed, boy, four or five, maybe more times where the play clock's running down and the Alabama offense just didn't seem prepared.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And the offense definitely struggled and looked flustered and just kind of a mess. And someone said that Jalen Hurts had the best practice he's had all season. And I think that was one of those, you know, how agents drop coaching rumors during the coaching search to help their client. I feel like that was what that line coming out of the Alabama camp was.
Maddie Lou,
there's no way.
I'm sorry, Maddie Lou. Maddie Lou Chandler, out Kick the Coverage.com, our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And you can read her today. She's about to submit her column. I saw going to Alabama's AL.com this morning, the way that it's portrayed, and I thought this was amusing. And it really speaks to what you were talking about at the outset of our interview,
which is Clemson's comeback delays Saban's date with history. And it's funny to me to read that the supposition is that inevitably he will get that other national championship to put him in that historic category with Bear Bryant, as opposed to, you know, like, oh my God, what a missed opportunity. They were 2 seconds away from yet another national championship.
Yeah, no, and I think this is, if anybody's back to the grind right now or last night, it was Nick Saban, and he hates to lose more than he enjoys winning, and it's only fuel for the fire, and I think that complacency went out last night, and I'm not going to say that the OC thing didn't have something to do with it, and I think that's going to haunt Nick Saban for a long time, and if he doesn't end up breaking Bear Bryant's record, I mean, it's crazy to think that Lane Kiffin cost Nick Saban that record.
You think Saban would ever go anywhere else?
At this point, I don't. And I think last year, maybe, you know, we almost lost him to Texas, and that was a lot closer than people think. And I used to kind of think maybe NFL, just to go back because of his ego and the way he works, that, you know, what if? Like, what if I could go back and see, try and make it work? But I think that Nick, he controls everything in Tuscaloosa, and to go to an NFL program, he's not going to get that type of full control like he has at Alabama. And I don't think he's going to go anywhere else. And I think a lot of that too has to do with his wife doesn't want to go anywhere else. And I think she's, you know, she's been doing this for a lot of years, and it starts to take its toll. So I see him maybe 3 more years, and then he'll retire at Alabama.
And I saw you tweet that you would like to see Dabo Swinney become the heir to the throne. How likely do you think that is?
I think it's highly likely, but I think what has to happen is you have to bring in a black sheep when Nick Saban retires for 2 or 3 years, just with the fan base that Alabama has and the expectation, because it's not going to be pretty when Nick leaves. I mean, it's just, he's a well-oiled machine, and he goes and goes, and we've never seen anything like him in coaching. So whoever comes in, they aren't going to be Nick Saban, and the fan base is going to beat them down. And that's just how it's going to have to work. And Dabo knows that. And so I think someone else will take the heat for a few years, and then Dabo will come back home.
What has made Saban so great? Is it his ability to recruit? Is that at the top of the list?
I think it's recruiting, and I think it's just the way he's built. I mean, some people are built differently in his work ethic and the amount of hours he's able to put into something and the little details to perfection, and it's a cycle, and he figures out something that works, and it's consistency. And you know, Lane Kiffin talked about it, that some head coaches come to the first couple offensive coaches meetings, you know, just to watch and make sure things are going right. Nick Saban never missed one. He's always there, and he's always on top of things, and he doesn't put up with anyone not giving 110%. And I think it's easy for some coaches to kind of, oh, if things are going well, to maybe let them have an extra day off or let them, you know, slide back a little bit, and he doesn't tolerate that.
Hey, Matty Lou, tough spot for all of us last night with the Clemson-Alabama game going on at the same time as The Bachelor. How did you handle that?
Oh, I thought it was great, and I'm truly dreading having to watch it here in a little bit.
Yeah, Doug Doug and I also DVR'd it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what happened. What's your early sense on the program after one magical episode?
You know, I'm just not really thrilled with any of these girls at all. I wasn't really impressed, and I think it's going to be a long season. And Nick is, I'm trying so hard to like him, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, we've seen so much of this guy. There's nothing about him that's really compelling or fascinating, or he's not funny. I don't get why they went with him.
I don't either. And, you know, it's the fourth time. Like, how do you bring that home to mom and dad? But, I mean, then again, they're bringing him home to mom and dad, and they already had to tell mom and dad that they went on The Bachelor. So yeah.
Makes me question if he's there for the right reason.
Nice.
I think it's safe to say he is not.
Is there a girl that really is under your skin, and or, Matty Lou, a girl that you like in the early going?
Yeah, I've got one of each. I think Rachel's great. She seems almost too good for this show. She seems like she just really has her act together.
And to refresh our memory, who's Rachel?
She is the lawyer from Dallas.
The lawyer from Dallas, Doug.
And
that's right.
I think she's just real, and she's adorable, and I think she gets it. I'm not entirely sure why she's on this show, but I also don't see her you know, trying to really ride out the 15 minutes of fame after the show. The one I can't stand is Corinne. She's awful.
She runs a multi-million dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't. She sends a few emails for dad.
That counts.
Taking a shot at my gig. And you know who I like, Maddie Lou?
Who?
I like the girl from Vancouver. I can't
Vanessa?
Think of, I think that's her name. Doug, you're right.
You've already got the names down. There's 25 of them.
That's her. This is her job, yo.
Okay.
I know. I know. It's not something I'm necessarily proud of, but I do.
What do you think of her? Give me your intel on her, Maddie Lou.
I like her a lot. She seems great. Didn't like her dress at all the first night.
Doug, did her dress get in your...
I don't even remember which one she was.
Jeez, nice show prep.
Sorry. Really pretty. Nick and her clearly have a good connection. I think she'll be around for a while, but I liked her. She seemed pretty normal, too.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm...
didn't understand on. The dress. Mm-hmm. I also like Danielle M., the nurse from Nashville.
I liked her, too. And you know what my intuition was? I didn't feel like they hit it off when they first met. And yet, as the episode progressed, I felt like they developed a connection.
Really? Well, we'll see that in the rose ceremony.
I was a little concerned at first. I was like, that didn't go so well. But, no, I'm with you. I like her. I think she's good.
Hey,
I don't think she'll win or come down to, like, the final four, but she'll be around for a while.
And I didn't know this, but I always see a tweeting about golf. So you're on No Laying Up. I thought No Laying Up was, like, a once-a-week or so show. But what is there more to it than that? I love that podcast.
No.
I just started listening to it, like, a month and a half ago. Bee's knees.
The No Laying Up podcast?
Yeah.
So I have my own podcast that is on No Laying Up.
I got to get this.
Also where the Bachelor recaps are this year. But No Laying Up is a website. So there's articles and podcasts and obviously the Twitter feed during tournaments. And it's been a lot of fun. They were one of my favorites and I think the only thing I've ever fangirled over. So when I got the invite to come join, it was a no-brainer.
I like that No Laying Up. That's good stuff. What do you think of that, Justin Thomas?
It was awesome. I couldn't have been happier for Justin, and Alabama fans needed somebody to win this week, so I'm glad he could pull it out for us.
You got it in Kapalua. Maddie Lou Chandler, you can read her, you can hear her. She's all over the place. Outkick the coverage, No Laying Up. Always talking Bachelor, college football, golf as well. Friend of the show, Maddie Lou Chandler, dropping by the morning after Alabama loses to Clemson. Thank you, Maddie Lou.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Hi, thank you, Maddie.
Chandler with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After Appliance Discounter phone lines. Doug, that's where Maddie Lou was, the Appliance Discounter phone line.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an Alabama grad who didn't mind seeing Alabama lose. Felt like
seems rare.
Too entitled.
I would think that state would just be in mourning. Of course, they have been there. They've done this so many times. I'm sure they're just thinking, well, okay, we'll win next year.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what they're conveying with that headline. I mean, granted, that's one headline writer, but delays and national championships, I'm telling you.
I don't know what else you have in Alabama. That's it. It's Crimson Tide football. That's everything for the sports fan, I'm sure.
You ever been to Spring Hill?
Spring Hill?
Yep.
No, I've been to Huntsville.
How'd that treat you?
The Space Museum there. It's okay. It's nice. Young Greg went to camp there one year.
Space camp.
Yeah, space camp.
How'd that treat you?
He was fine, but my original point was, you know, they don't have a lot of other teams that they have anything going on. That's it. And when they come that close and then lose, you would think that they would be crestfallen. Apparently, not the case for all of them anyway. They just think, well, we'll win next year. How crestfallen would you be if that was Missouri who lost with 1 second to go in the game?
Absolutely devastated.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely devastated.
I saw the stat that the ACC this year was like 22-11 non-conference, and the SEC was 15-17. The
SEC wasn't that great this year.
Yeah, and the ACC was clearly the best.
Doug, what about UAB, idiot? Thanks, Dave, St. Peter's.
Yeah, well, when was the last time they did anything? Gene Bartow was Anderson. Okay.
We'll talk Gene Bartow coming up at the 9 o'clock.
I'm sure UAV basketball's got that whole state buzzing.
Tim, I'd love to hear where Doug predicts the Tigers are going in the big dance. Joe Lidorti currently has him at 13, squaring off with a scrappy, methodical Utah squad.
I think he's making it up. I, for one, don't think they'll get in the big dance. Now, that's a radical position to take. I don't know. If they ran the table, I don't think they would get in the big dance.
On the fan page, there is now a poll judging Matty Lou. This chick is A, likable, B, terrible, C, annoying, D, awful, E, insightful.
Okay.
Doug, that's the fan page.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not critical or judgmental of anybody. How many members you got there now on that little fan page?
4,679. And I reject bots from Bangladesh every morning at around 4:45.
Do you know the Susie Ryan?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you know the Susie Ryan? It's the first time I've seen her post.
I don't know what you're talking about. Susie Ryan's a poster on the fan page?
Yeah, she was responded to my music thing. It's the first time I've seen her.
Doug, guy, do you know Susie Ryan?
I don't believe I know that name, no.
Lives in St. Louis, married, went to Notre Dame High School. Good Catholic girl.
You know there's not many on the fan page when you point out one out of 5,000 immediately.
Hey, you finally got a girl on there, and now you're going to start stalking?
I don't stalk. I'm just, when you see a girl, you think, wow, there's another female listening.
How many would you think that there are?
40,000.
Two, three? Two, three, four, maybe?
More than you think. I would say upwards of 25, 30.
Upwards of 25
out of 4,000. You couldn't really listen to this show as a female.
I think this is a show whereby curious women in St. Louis go to congregate.
I don't know that it is, really. What do we offer the bi-curious community?
Oh!
Drops like that.
Is that Janie the lesbian? Talk it over with her. See what the word is.
She's not bi-curious.
Yeah, she's straight out lesbian, yo.
Right.
Yo.
Doug, Kent Hines just asked to join the fan page. You know what I'm going to do?
You've been coveting that guy for a while.
Yep, because he lives up in Massachusetts, but he just got approved.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you recruited him, didn't you?
Got him. Locked him in.
Took some convincing.
Make it 4,680.
Why don't you welcome the Bangladeshi community?
Because then they post random, like, ads and spam. I try to keep that thing.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Don't you think these 4,000 legitimate fan page members would go crazy over somebody like that and,
yeah,
and
maybe
ruin his day?
Actually, maybe they would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps out, like, other radio personalities who have a thing with us, as the cat is aware.
That might write some naughty things on there?
Not naughty things, but, like, are kind of obsessed with the show.
Nice.
Not necessarily anybody employed, but it go in there and cause a little havoc. So we have to just deal with that.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons for the filters. But there really isn't a whole lot of tough and cool on the fan pin. A lot of people telling people to drink bleach.
Right. And that's because they want them to commit suicide, from what I gather.
Yeah.
Which is a nice welcoming way to talk to people.
It's not that good, I don't think.
How do I know you're using a fake profile? Your dog is your picture for your Facebook profile picture. That's another tell. Well, that along with Bangladesh.
And I think the photos, you can almost tell like the grainy copy and paste look to a photo as opposed to like an actual photo of a real selfie rather than downloading it or pulling it off the website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I do Twitter under Freedom Rings 2017, where I tweet exclusively how Jim Hayes is the best. What I did is I just go on a random website and lift a picture, and that becomes Freedom Rings 2017.
That's the way to do it. Usually a random actress who doesn't get much play.
Like Mary Lou Henner was one that I used for, I think, in 2014.
Yeah. Boy, she had a memory like an elephant.
Yeah.
Thought that was Bernie Federico.
Well, she's got one, too. I saw her in 60 Minutes talking about it. We talked about that episode, didn't we? Where people who remember everything that's ever happened in their life.
In 2015, I think it was Cheech Marin, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it's actually true.
Yeah.
Surprised you remember that.
Well, why would you pick an actor, an actress? Why don't you just pick some random Joe Blow, and then nobody really knows that you're cheating?
Doug, you're a wise guy. That's what I'll do now. I'll change it.
I would if I was you. Okay, we worked that out.
I just noticed, and I should be focused on other things, but I lost my film app on
what's wrong, baby?
On my phone. Like the icon where you hit, where it used to be like a clapboard, you know, take two. It's not there anymore. And I had rented that movie with the two brothers fighting the bank that you said was...
Hell or High Water. I haven't seen it, but I hear tell.
Well received. And it's on there. It's on my phone. But now, somehow, I guess when I updated to the last iOS, it did away with my icon. I don't know how to get that back.
Just go to your settings, and you can find all your apps that were already preloaded into your phone. It should be like right underneath like your battery power. You keep scrolling down, you'll see apps, maybe, potentially.
It's not there.
Hmm.
Doug, how about this? Hey, how about this? I'm a female, and I listen to the show. That's from Aaron in St. Charles.
Yeah. And it would be impossible to fake that.
That's hot, man.
Why is that hot?
Because, like, you know she wants us.
And St. Charles, I mean, she's right out here, Tim.
Yeah. We could score easily. Send pick to proof.
Ziggy's official.
Yeah, that'd be impossible to send a fake picture, too. People just don't do that.
Like the old AOL chat room days. Look, she proved it. She sent a picture. Yeah, she sent same picture to me, too. And nine different guys are sending the same picture. Mm.
Chat rooms were big there for a while.
They were. I enjoyed them.
What would go on in the chat rooms, bro?
Well, until you realize that it's all dudes pretending to be guys.
Dudes pretending to be guys.
I love how I was, when I was in, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, I was in a lesbian chat, and you soon to realize...
Every, is that a sentence that ever been uttered before?
Everybody on that. It was like a bunch of dudes in the chat room. All of them were fake being, I mean, there were hundreds.
How would you know at 9 years old? How could you figure all that out?
Maybe I was 10 or 11. It was an AOL chat room, and you can get into certain chat rooms. This was the lesbian chat room.
Oh.
And all of them were dudes. Every single one.
How did you know that?
You could just kind of tell how the conversation
even at 9 here. Or 10 years old, you could glean that.
They made it pretty obvious that, like, halfway through the conversation, all right, send nudes. And it's just like this 20-year-old, like, all right, I'm good.
It's hot, man.
Your parents didn't know you were on there, did they?
No.
Aaron says, I'm not faking mean old Doug.
Mm.
That proved it.
Yeah. Okay.
She got you, didn't she?
Hook, line, and sinker. Yep.
She told you where to go.
Yeah, she did, really.
Guys, everyone used to go in AOL lesbian chats. Thanks, Butch McGuire. Talk a gentleman named Butch was in a lesbian chat. Tinge of irony.
We all did. Bye for bye.
No, what do you mean we all did?
Bye for bye.
I never went on bye for bye.
That was my first screen name, Biff.
What'd that get you, anything?
Bye interest in female. No, every... chick on there was actually a dude. Hi, I'm Susie. Send a pic.
And some
Susie
of them
was
wouldn't
probably
even
Jim who
changed their username. Like some would be like, mine was like Big D Atkins 6969. Like clearly that is not close to a female. And you were talking to like Buck Benjamin 8500 something like that, and it was terrible.
How long did you stay on there?
Yeah, it was entertaining, so 5 or 10 minutes just to scope it out.
Let's see.
Okay. Hey, Doug, A-S-L. That's from Grandpa Pigeon.
Oh, that was another big one. The chicks would always try to out you because they always ask the same question, and I can't remember what the name of this instrument was you use if, as gynecologists use. Is it like a specula or spectrum? Or
spatula?
Unless for pancakes.
Oh, that's right.
Doug, the South County window washer says, my wife is hot and tattooed and listens to the show. You could have had her as another female fan on the fan pin, but you guys blocked her.
Oh.
That's from the South County window washer.
Yeah, you guys blocked her.
I don't block anybody. I'm not on there myself.
You're part of the blocking committee on the fan page.
I'll have her send a request, and we'll dig into this.
Well, don't look at me. I don't know who this gal is. She's
heavily
tatted.
You're going to have a busy afternoon when you
absolutely
when you get the blocking committee together to reconsider this application.
Guys, I would notice in AOL chats that the chicks would always expose themselves because they would ask you for pictures of your ween. Thanks. Mm. Is that true? Like, that's how you knew you were talking to a woman?
You never sent a ween pic, did you, Iggy?
I don't think you could back in the days. I mean, you didn't have cell phone cameras where you could just take pictures and upload them. That's why everybody, you found, back in those days, if you were a dude and you found one picture of a girl that you had, you use that for everybody.
No, you could copy
and
paste.
Hi, I'm Susie. I'll send you my picture, and then this picture is going to everybody's using the same picture.
You could copy. You could go to like Google Images, copy and paste. When I was around 11 years old, you could do that. Like right click.
When you were 11, I was like 60. So
true.
Did you ever think of like going out and trying to meet somebody?
It was just more fun to stay at home and get pictures because you didn't have the porn on the internet. If you got a naked picture on the internet from somebody, you were excited. There was no porn yet.
I remember I was excited when I was younger. I got an autograph from Chris Chambliss. I used to write players.
He had a big home run.
Yeah. Well, actually a few of them, but one chaos. And
so, yeah.
But I'd write players, baseball players, to get autographs. And sometimes like the mail would come and there'd be two in there. That's what I would get excited about.
Well, Tim, I hope this message finds you well. That's how you know a text is going to be wonderful.
Right.
My wife is a St. Louis 10, and we are setting up a tribbing suite at the next three Blues home games.
Sure you are.
We will supply the Hitachi Magic Wands and some plastic tarps to throw down on the floor. If any listeners want more information, have them contact me. Thanks. It's from the Franklin County Kingpin.
Well, I know sometimes they try to scam us, but that sounded legit.
You could call that like tribbing at the Trade Center.
Okay, Palsy.
Something like that.
Tribbing at the Trade Center.
Well, I mean, you know, if we accidentally blocked a hot, tatted up
St. Louis 10.
St. Louis 10, then that's on me, you know.
The St. Louis 10 would be what, like in Southern California or New York or something?
Depends.
St. Louis 10 could be a 10 anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's quite a stand you took.
So more like a St. Louis 5 would be a better judge. St. Louis 5 might not score real well in some other... highfalutin. Yeah.
West Virginia might be a 6, St. Louis 5.
Could well be.
Yeah. Nice take.
I'm a solid St. Louis 9.
9.
Chuckles.
I'd agree with that.
You would agree with Charlie's 9?
You're a good looking dude.
Okay.
It's hot, man. I like what are the rest of us? I want to sleep with each other.
What number would you give the rest of us, Ziggy?
Oh, everybody here is a 10.
Oh. Good for you, Iggy.
I was hoping to hear the truth.
It is the truth.
No, give us the real truth.
You're all 10 in my book.
Give us the unfettered truth, the unvarnished truth.
You're all hot.
That's it. That's it.
I don't think it was sincere. I don't think it was sincere at all.
I believe he was. I believe Iggy is very sincere. I believe Iggy sees us with his heart, not his eyes.
Amen. St. Louis 5 is a Little Rock 11. That's from the 314. Now, I actually did time in Little Rock.
And would you agree with that sentiment?
God, I was there so briefly. I don't know. I didn't really see a big difference. I hear Little Rock's kind of making a surge in the downtown.
I banged the weather guy down in Little Rock.
Did you?
Totally different discussion, though.
They were in mourning for a good decade.
When I left after my 7 months. Guys, high school / college girls in St. Louis can compete with just about anywhere. It's from Butch McGuire. I was actually thinking that.
Well, probably so. There'd be no reason that they would look that much different than anywhere else.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
The guys are as hot as guys anywhere.
Just hotter as the Dickens.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially the guys over 50.
Still in high school?
Guys over 50 still in high school?
Well, some of the math is tough.
Your thoughts on hot guys and hot girls in St. Louis and how many hot, bicurious women listen to this show? I say 40,000. Like right here. I'm a female from DeSoto. I like long walks and girly drinks. That comes from Painter Guy. There's another one.
You don't think maybe that was a fellow?
Nope. Guys, the St. Louis 5 is an Appalachia 24 from Timmy Recaps. Yeah, think about it.
Well, we have been.
Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This Hot Shots email of the day is at a different level now. It's a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots as the prize. A single Hot Shots burger or double chili cheese Doug Dog with a side of TMA Hot Tots. Any Lemming can order this meal for $6.99 Monday through Friday from 12 to 3. Get the Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. But somebody's going to win a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots by winning the Hot Shots email of the day. And the winner of the Hot Shots email of the month... gets a $100 gift card to Hot Shots. Strong, to quite strong. So that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.